News, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General says it has opened an investigation into the Secret Service's handling of security for former President Trump on the day that gunman Thomas Crooks tried to assassinate him at that Pennsylvania rally. ABC Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Officials tell ABC News the Secret Service has actually stepped up security around Trump in recent weeks in response to threats from Iran to assassinate him. But despite that, Crooks was able to climb onto a roof and fire at Trump from 400 feet away.
Tonight at the GOP convention, Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, will deliver his acceptance speech. ABC News also learning the entire Trump family, including wife Melania and daughter Ivanka, will be in Milwaukee tomorrow night when Donald Trump delivers his acceptance speech. The armorer on the movie Rust has asked that her case be dismissed after actor Alec Baldwin had charges against him thrown out over prosecutors not handing over evidence. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says President Biden and Senator Tammy Baldwin advance dangerous policies.
They've emboldened drug cartels to flood our streets with fentanyl, killing over 100,000 Americans every year.
Hovde used his GOP convention speech last night to take top Democrats to task over immigration, foreign policy, and the high cost of living. People in Milwaukee are demanding justice for a homeless man who was shot and killed yesterday by officers in town from Columbus, Ohio, to help secure the RNC. Activists say out-of-town law enforcement should stay inside the convention perimeter. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says lethal force was needed because Samuel Sharp Jr. was threatening another man with a knife. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. After a month-long manhunt, authorities have arrested the man they say shot two people on the east side. Madison police say 37-year-old Jerome Jacobs is responsible for the shooting in the Andrew Way area June 9th. Jacobs was eventually spotted in Eau Claire but managed to evade police. Authorities say U.S. Marshals captured Jacobs yesterday in Gary, Indiana. Of the shooting victims, one has been released from the hospital. The other is still in critical condition. And the mayor says Madison has two choices, a $22 million referendum or $6 million in cuts. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway says Madison is only in this position because Republican lawmakers aren't raising levy limits to keep up with inflation.
Every year we have a gap just accounting for inflation. We have a gap between what we have to pay out and what we are allowed to take in.
On top of that, Madison only gets about 18 cents of every dollar paid here in state taxes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for WMDX News.
The Bucks sign a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks lost to the Clippers 112-97 in summer league action in Las Vegas. Now, guard Patrick Beverley has left the team. He was suspended 4 games for whipping basketball at some fans' heads in frustration after their season-ending loss. Well, after getting no offers from other teams, Beverley has now joined the Israeli Basketball League. So the Bucks have signed shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. The 25-year-old has spent the last 3 years with the Raptors. Baseball for the 10th time in 11 years, the American League has won the All-Star game again, this time 5-3 over the National League. The Red Sox's Jarren Duran named the game MVP thanks to his two-run homer in the fifth to put the game away. The Brewers' William Contreras and Christian Yelich unable to get a hit, but Yelich says he enjoyed the week in Arlington anyway, like seeing Bryce Harper.
It's really cool baseball, so we're all a little similar. We can relate to a lot of the same things, and myself and Bryce, see all these guys so many years later still kind of doing the same thing. It's always pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a really nice stretch of days coming up here for the rest of the week. Today, mostly sunny, 75 our high this afternoon. Tonight, clear all the way down to 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 75 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are live from day three of the RNC. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will join us. And public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my
Biden and Harris. People are also crushed by more regulations than at any time since Jimmy Carter. Their regulations aren't just burdensome. Yeah. Often they include racist DEI requirements. Many small businesses are going bankrupt. Some are throwing up their hands in disgust. Our party's platform pledges seven times to cut regulations that are killing jobs and costing you thousands of dollars.
Now, oh, those pesky regulations. Who needs clean water? If only there were a solution to the monstrosity that is Marsha Blackburn, who was speaking last night at the RNC, it would be State Representative Rockstar from Tennessee, one of the famous Tennessee Three, Gloria Johnson. I'm so honored to have you on.
Oh, it's great to be on. Thanks so much.
I mean, this could not only the timing that Senator Blackburn, who you're running against, spoke last night, but oh my gosh, Gloria, gun violence. I mean, this is a perfect time for, as we said, will Republicans finally join us after this horrible, this last weekend, in some sensible, what you and the two Justins have been fighting for, some sensible gun legislation?
I can tell you that Republicans in Tennessee are joining us. That I can absolutely tell you. I had 50 Republicans at my kickoff. That hasn't happened before. But 90% of the time when I ask Republicans and independent why they've come over to our campaign, it's gun violence or the Dobbs decision.
Yeah.
And they're coming over in droves.
Well, we just talked about that off air, Rep, that, you know, you're ahead of Marsha Blackburn among women. And I've been saying this every day that Rovember is coming. Roe rage is real. Yes. And, you know, he has picked an extremist anti-choice candidate in J.D. Vance, who's now trying to erase that. And I think you, among others, are out there saying, don't buy this. Don't buy this. They're softening on abortion. They're not.
No, they're absolutely not. And as a matter of fact, we know this. I was thinking about after Trump chose Vance, I'm thinking about Trump, Vance, and Marsha and what that means to Tennessee women. We are a forced birth state. We are a state that forces a 10-year-old to carry a pregnancy. We are, and we've got a president who is a sexual predator.
Yeah.
We have
former president.
Absolutely former president. Former president who is a sexual predator. We have a vice presidential candidate who believes that women should stay in abusive relationship for the kids. What, so we can model that behavior for children? What is he talking about?
Yeah.
And then we have a U.S. senator who voted against the Violence Against Women Act, doesn't is questioning contraception and IVF and is for a federal abortion ban. This is disastrous for women and girls in Tennessee. It puts them in serious danger.
Representative, I guess as a woman, I am just endlessly amazed they find people like Nikki Haley, like Marsha Blackburn, that just so, I mean, that is, they are so, I guess, able to be anti-women and be women themselves. I mean, vote against everything that helps women. And Nikki Haley, you could almost see it on her face that some part of her soul had to die after everything she said about Donald Trump and what she knows in her soul about him.
Absolutely. I feel like this question of Marsha Blackburn's what is a woman, she's still trying to find out.
By the way, I was reading this piece that I've forgotten about from the Tennessean. Tennessee Representative Marsha Blackburn made national headlines as the Saturday Night Live cast lampooned her when she asked Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson to define the word woman. It was on brand for a culture warrior who found political success by stoking the flames on issues such as abortion restrictions and health care for transgender minors. I mean, and they're saying this is their unity convention? And Donald Trump's going to be for unity suddenly? Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, basically targeted trans people again Monday night, right?
They target more than half of America. They target women. They target the black community. Yep. They target the brown community. They target the LGBTQ community. They don't like more than half of this country.
Yeah.
And they're demonizing them and coming after them. In Tennessee right now, we have got Nazis. It's the third group of Nazis in Nashville in the last probably 2 months. And this current group is staying for 2 weeks. I don't know what they're doing. They just spoke at the Metro Council meeting in Nashville. But she has welcomed these folks here.
Yeah.
They had a rally with Matt Walsh. Ugh. And allowed the Highway Patrol to make room for the Proud Boys to come in. And Marsha was there. And it was all about transgender youth. And it was just remarkable.
Yeah.
The hate and vitriol of these people for most of this country with women,
yeah,
with black and brown folks, and with the LGBTQ community and the disability community. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Representative, I don't know if you know this, but my dad was a congressman, chairman of the Republican Party, Nuremberg prosecutor that ran for vice president with Barry Goldwater in 64. Mm-hmm. So here's one thing I know. Whatever side the Nazis are on, that's the wrong side.
Exactly.
So the side that has Confederate flags and Nazi flags, no. Un-American.
Yeah.
Right?
These folks are literally carrying swastika flags.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, are we having this debate?
Beat a bartender with a flagpole.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Thank you. So Marsha Blackburn's theme was Make America Wealthy Again. And she said, you know who will return us to an era of prosperity? Donald Trump. So if you want to go back to the 10% unemployment as opposed to the 4% now, mm-hmm, go with failed businessman 11 billion times bankrupt Donald Trump. I mean, I can't believe, I do have to say on one level, I can't believe this is even close, this race. I mean,
yes.
And, you know, you were saying you're outperforming Biden by, you know, many points in Tennessee, right?
Yes, by 11 points, correct.
Wow, 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 wow. I mean, that seems, and I know everything's like sort of cattywampus this year, but it seems totally doable to me in Tennessee this year with you. I mean, you and the Justins, man, I mean, you just, you know, lit a fire there about that the vast majority of Americans don't want to live in a shooting gallery everywhere they go.
Right. And they it's sort of, we just exposed what it looks like to be losing democracy, because democracy dies in the states. And folks paid attention. You know, a lot of people read about red states. If you're in a blue state, you read about red states, but you really don't see it in action. And people got to see it in action, and it certainly woke up a ton of Tennesseans. I mean, we built this massive multiracial, multigenerational, multipartisan coalition. The thousands of people that showed up every day at the Capitol, you know, because they had this common goal of doing something about gun violence. And it was students, and it was parents, and it was grandparents. And it was people from West Tennessee and East Tennessee and Middle Tennessee, and they just care about their community, and they drop the partisan lines at the door because they don't want their kids dying in schools and dying in their classrooms.
Yeah.
And the Republicans just absolutely ignored them. And what did they do? They passed a bill that kept gun companies from liability.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what they did. It's just remarkable to me that we all know that gun violence is the number one killer of children. But in Tennessee,
as the president said yesterday at the NAACP, it's insane.
And in Tennessee, we have 36% more children die from gun violence than the national average.
Wow.
That is horrifying.
Yeah.
If that doesn't move you, I don't know what how you sold your soul to the NRA or whatever.
Yeah,
but if it doesn't move you.
Yeah, the president echoed your point. He said more children in America died from gunshot wounds than any other reason. That's stunning. It's sick. He said it's sheer cowardice if we do nothing about it. So if you want to stand against violence in America, join me in getting these weapons of war off the streets of America. An AR-15 was used in the shooting of Donald Trump. You'd think if ever they seem to finally care about gun violence, it would be now. And some, you know, as usual, you know, young white registered Republican kid got an AR-15 and almost killed their candidate.
Yeah.
You know, if not now, when would they join with us?
Exactly. No one is immune at the highest levels of power, rich, poor. You know, no one is immune from gun violence, and we do not have to live this way. We can do something about it. No other country has this issue. They have guns. They have all the same things we do, but they don't have this issue because we can put in sensible guidelines and protections to keep our communities safe.
And right, this headline this morning, police fatally shoot man near the RNC. I mean, it had nothing to do with the convention, but you're just like, I think, you know, again, I don't know what the latest polling is, Rhett, but I'm sure you do, that the vast majority of Americans are with us, do not want to live
this
anymore.
Absolutely. Even in, you know, in Tennessee, where you were quiet about guns in your campaign in the past,
right
now you've got to talk about it out front. 80% of Tennesseans, and that's urban, rural, and suburban, want gun sense legislation, like universal background checks, safe storage, lost and stolen reporting of firearms, and red flag laws. I've brought a red flag law and a safe storage law, you know, pretty much every year I've been up there. And been trying and trying, and we thought this might be the thing that'll get them to pay attention. But honestly, they have such a total lack of understanding. You know, we'll say, well, even behind closed doors, they'll say, well, we've got to be able to remove those guns some way. And I said, yes, it's called a red flag law.
Yeah.
Where if someone is dangerous, reported to be dangerous to themselves or other, they go before a judge and temporarily have their guns removed. Oh, we can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Insane.
And I said, do you believe dangerous people should have weapons? And they said, no.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how do you propose to remove those weapons from a dangerous person if you don't put laws in place to do so?
Yep.
Temporarily.
Yep. I have an offbeat question. Do you ever confuse the two Justins, like the Darrens on Bewitched?
Oh.
Do you ever say, Justin? No, not you. The other Justin.
Well, I do not, but they're both amazing.
Fantastic.
Young men. They are the greatest young men. They're brilliant, and they are so... They speak truth to power like no other. They're so good at it.
I don't know about you. I'm sure it's true. They give me hope for America. That generation is the only thing that, because Republicans are losing the battle demographically, generationally, and, you know, it's them and their allies like you. And then same thing with women. Like you said, you're ahead among women against Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee. Women will save this country and our allies. And our allies that believe that women should have bodily autonomy. So, I am honestly so honored. I've been such a fan of yours for a long time. I'm so happy to have you. Rooting for you.
Well, thanks. It's going really well, better than we have ever expected. And these folks who said that, you know, a Democrat can't win in Tennessee, they absolutely can. And what we the biggest problem we have in Tennessee is we are 50 or 51 in voter turnout. The voter suppression in Tennessee is remarkable.
Gloria, it's a perfect storm. Women don't want their kids to be shot in school, and they think women should have choice. And bam,
right.
You know, so let's not say not in Tennessee, not here, not there. I think it's going to be a whole new year. So go Rovember.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly.
Please come back, and we've linked to your website. Please go help Gloria. She absolutely can beat Marsha Blackburn, and we're so honored to have you. Thanks so much, Rep.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Me
thank
too.
You.
All, right. All right. There she goes.
Yay,
rock star.
Thank you.
Tennessee
Yay.
Rock star. Gloria Johnson, that's exciting. Good job, Jody.
Thank you, Victor Shi.
Victor Shi helped us with that.
Speaking of youngins that help us. He's like, do you want Gloria? I'm like, yes please. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde. Dr. Moniz. They are suction cupped to my face more than usual because whenever I've been gone for a few days.
They get clingy.
For Boston Sexy Liberal. Yeah, they're just, right on either side. But I think it's they're saying thank you for the nature's blend.
Like one of those Garfield window things. From
Yeah, they have. Yes. Because it is just the best dog food, the best cat food in the world.
Yeah.
Made from raw, it's all freeze-dried, so all the nutrients are packed in. It's not cooked at high heat, so there's none of that dangerous chemicals. And also, all the nutrients are cooked out of there. I tend to overcook because I forget. Yeah, like I just burn my stir-fry. Again, because that's what I do.
That's your bad.
Yeah. I take really healthy vegetables and I suck the life out of them.
Well,
like most people in my life.
Now, if you freeze-dry your meals.
Right. I think I'm going to go raw. Okay. 54% off Nature's Blend right now and a free pack of Cod Krispies. They're so good. They sound like they look like they stole it even though you gave it to them. That's how good they are.
Oh.
They act like they've stolen it because they're Bonnie and Clyde. Okay. DrMartyPets.com/Miller. Text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Girl, that woman's about as subtle as a rhinoceros horn up the backside.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Life can be stressful, right? Plus the news cycles. It's overwhelming. It's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing. You can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to those frazzled nerves. Say hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive moon-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at Just Thrive Health .com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. Now you can download the Just Thrive episode. Listen to my interview with the founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite ways to think about budgeting, saving, and overall financial health. It's called pay yourself first. It's a little counterintuitive, right? Like, wait, I'm going to pay me? Really? Yes, sirree. You're the one that earns your money. And that means that your savings, you know, your investment in your future, ideally gets paid before you even notice your paycheck hitting your checking account. To pay yourself first, you pick an amount, and then you automatically transfer that to a savings account. It could be 15%, it could be 20 bucks. Just start wherever you're comfortable. Doing this ensures that you're always funding your future and that your savings goals are safe from the temptations of the weekly spend. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
In any amusement hall, that deaf dumb blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
What? Oh no.
Uh-oh.
I just when you think we have hit the stupidest part of the stupidest timeline, Chris, what happens?
They get stupider? What happened?
The headline this morning, all wearing maxi pads on their ear, RNC's bizarre new Trump prop spurs hilarity. I just love that he thinks it makes him look tough and not like a giant see. Like I mentioned earlier, like I would like to just redo all the tough guy movie scenes, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Are you feeling lucky, punk? Hang on, I gotta change my Kotex before I shoot you. I'll be back, but not before I change the Kotex on my ear. Yo, Adrian! I did it! Hang on, I need a new Kotex for my ear.
She's having too much fun with that.
I'm writing my skits for Atlanta Sexy
you
Liberal
are.
Next
yeah,
Saturday.
Right, exactly.
I'll get your tickets now, sexyliberal.com. Oh, gosh, I crack myself up. Uh-huh. Okay, Lucretia. Lucretia.
The sweaty church whore?
Yes. Hi, sweaty.
Early the totally sweatiest whore. Don't forget it. I would just like to say, right quick, I find it comical that Mayor McCheese is calling Sleepy Joel sleeping when this fat bastard can't stay awake in court or during the fascist convention. Nice to see Martha Bitchburn use cream rinse for the convention.
She did take our cream rinse tip, Chris.
She did.
Yeah,
and,
she did.
Glad.
But, yeah, seriously, she is perfect example of what happens when you piss off the gays. What is going on with that wretchedness?
She had a talk with Rula Lenska, and she gave her a EO5 hot oil treatment.
Hello. Now you're dating yourself.
I am Rula Lenska.
Yeah. What I did want to say is just I'm just tired of like the bunch of hypocrites, sons of bitches on the right. Now I don't wish death on anyone, and that was it was horrific what happened Saturday. But I don't recall seeing any of this. But when it came to Paul Pelosi, he was damn near bludgeoned to death with a hammer, and you guys did nothing but make jokes about him.
They thought that was hilarious.
So gross. If I were to sit there and make fun of their beloved former president, they'll sit there and lose their GD minds, but they have no problem making fun of our beloved president. And I'm tired of this all for me and not for thee. So with that being said, as the old saying goes, if you can't stand the heat, get your bitch ass out of the kitchen.
All right. Thank you, sweaty church whore. All right. I'm dumping you before you swear, because you always get tickets right up to the
line. She got close there about five times.
Ooh, she walks the line.
Uh-huh. To her point, the headline this morning, Florida man arrested after threats to slit Joe Biden's throat. Mm-hmm. This is a party and a candidate running on retribution. I'll kill Joe Biden today, he posted, according to the indictment. He posted the comment, sources, Joe Biden's health is declining rapidly, not doing too good at all. Should I finish him off? Then he posted, the Secret Service sent a special agent N-word to my house with Gadsden County officers. I will still slit Joe Biden's throat.
Lovely.
He seems nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, we have Coffee with Carlos coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming is urging GOP voters to use standalone absentee ballot drop boxes, which are more popular with Democrats. Schimming tells Wisconsin delegates that puts Republicans at a disadvantage on Election Day. Down ballot races in Wisconsin will be won on bread and butter issues, especially with new, more competitive maps, so says Democratic strategist Tanya Bork.
They're hearing childcare is incredibly expensive. We need some help on that. They're hearing about, can we drink the water from our well? Is this safe? We need to know that someone is listening to us, that they're fighting for us, and they're doing the right thing for our families.
Bork spoke at a luncheon yesterday put on by WIS Politics and the Marquette Law School. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Residents have fought hard against a new apartment building on Old Sauk Road, but last night, the Madison Common Council rejected their appeal. The Stonehouse development property would have more than 100 units, none of them designated for lower-income tenants. Neighbors say the street isn't built for that kind of traffic, and the area already floods in heavy rain. Resident Kathy Westren.
This build is too big and too dense for this size property, only exacerbated by the urban high-density zoning change.
Many alders who essentially voted for the proposal cited Madison's housing shortage. They said the city just needs more places for people to live. And this weekend is Goodman Pool's next adapted swim event. People with disabilities and their families are always welcome at the pool, but these events are made for them. There's one this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11:30. The next one is August 16th. But the weather looks perfect for a pool day Saturday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a really nice stretch of days coming up here for the rest of the week. Today, mostly sunny, 75 our high this afternoon. Tonight, clear all the way down to 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 75 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, putting Wisconsin in the spotlight. We're there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Republicans' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Join us live this week from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
Wednesday night, we will stream live on Facebook and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC. We will be back on the air live from 8 to 9 p.m. where I welcome comedians Kristen Leidy and Katie Bowman in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a lot of talk in the aftermath of the shooting on Saturday that there was going to be unity and there was going to be an effort to take down the temperature. And it really lasted until tonight. And there were over and over again, there were efforts. First, DeSantis said Donald Trump has been demonized. He's been sued. He's been prosecuted. And he nearly lost his life. He didn't make a direct connection there. But later on, former HUD Secretary Ben Carson did.
Mm-hmm. And as we mentioned, did you see any stories in the mainstream media about Trump sleeping during
no.
the...
Oh, my God.
One.
And he's going to give a speech about Sleepy Joe. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. I can't get enough of the headline. CBS interviews RNC delegate with fake bandage on his ear. Asked why he was wearing the fake bandage. He said, this is the newest fashion trend. I'm getting this going. Everyone in the world's going to be wearing.
No.
Everyone in the world's not going to be wearing Kotexes on their ear. No. You know what? I'm going to keep doing the redoing the tough guy movie scenes until you guys laugh at one because that's hilarious. Yippee-ki-yay, mother. Hang on, I gotta change the Kotex on
he
my ear.
He actually would have needed that because he got hurt everywhere in that film.
Hang on, I can't go to Nakatomi Plaza now. I gotta change my Kotex. I gotta change my ear Kotex. You know what? Other people laughing. I don't care that you guys aren't laughing. It's funny.
We're a tough room.
I'll be back.
Vincent Van Gogh.
As soon as I get, as soon as is the Kotex machine working in the women's bathroom?
You don't have a Kotex machine in the women's bathroom.
No, I was doing Arnold in Terminator. He has to stop in the bathroom, and he doesn't have a quarter, and he's got to buy a Kotex for his ear.
They have them in the bathrooms in public.
I know, but they don't have them here.
It is not a tumor, but I still need a Kotex on my ear.
Vincent Van Gogh is laughing his ass off.
Right?
No
funny.
Kidding. Charlie lost part of his
ear. Maybe
he can
get one of those wax ears. Maybe he could replace the bandage with a Halloween
wax ear.
That
would be hilarious. See, now that's what Democrats would do. They'd put on wax ears.
Y'all are so
just
weird.
When you think this interview, I just am like, we have hit the top of idiocracy. He said, "Are you?" And the reporter said, "And you just made this in your hotel room today with an envelope or what?" No, I folded it up on the bus on the way here. Oh my God! Oh my God! I'm just, don't talk to me. Are you making what's those things called, the cootie catcher things? Where you
Origami.
Are you making
No, the thing that we used to
do. Yeah, the thing you used to do with...
You know who does it really well? Sean Comiskey. He'll be here next week.
Oh.
He'll show you how to do it.
I'm doing it. No, I'm making my ear Kotex for the RNC.
Hi,
Bill.
Hi,
Bill in Jersey. Good luck.
Hey. Hello, beautiful people.
Hello.
Hi. For just one thing about Trump in the ear, I think he's trying to get one of those ear stretching earrings to put in there, and so that Melania can put a leash on him. But my concern, I guess, is over Vance and his sort of appealing to the blue collars by talking about raising the minimum wage and working with Elizabeth Warren on some corporate stuff.
Right.
And he said he's on Bernie Bro's side or something in one of his interviews.
Please. He has no core principles of any kind. All you need to know is his website just redirects to Donald Trump. So he has lost all, you know, ability for independent thought at all. Wajahat Ali said, so much for unity at the RNC. There's Matt Gaetz trolling Kevin McCarthy, who in turn reminds him that he allegedly slept with a 17-year-old. Mitch McConnell gets loudly booed after a lifetime of service to destroying democracy for GOP donors. Mike Pence is probably hiding for his life. Amber Rose brutally roasted by Matt Walsh. Meanwhile, the entire mostly white crowd yelling, fight, fight. Such a positive, uplifting message.
Isn't it, though?
I think Trump has changed. Yes. Pivot. This is the pivot. We've all been waiting.
I call mainstream media.
Hi, Hack in Florida. Hi.
Hey, how's it going? You know,
I'm also a hack, so I feel solidarity with you. Pardon me?
Yes. Just you know, the well, first of all, Ben Carson's Secret Service code name was General Anesthesia.
That's funny.
That is funny.
That's funny, Hack.
And now Donald Trump, with his choice of headgear, will forever be known as the Kotex Kindergartner.
The Kotex Kid. All right. Hey, Hack wrote some jokes. He prepared some jokes this
He's
morning.
He's not a hack.
No, he's not a hack. I'm a bigger hack than he is.
Yes, AZ on Twitter said the guy that is not being asked to step aside in the race of two is sleeping through his party's convention with a Kotex on his ear.
Yep.
Lord save us. Breaking, a videotape phone call between RFK Jr., by the way, that his son leaked.
Yeah.
By way of the Kennedy family saying, give us a sign, any kind of sign, if Bobby Jr. is a lunatic that should not be anywhere near the Oval Office. Donald Trump, we're going to win. We're going to win. RFK Jr., yeah. Wow, they're not even hiding, are they, the collusion this election? No. They're just like, wow, right out there with the, Do we have, I believe we have some of this, don't we? No. Do
we? Do. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
9 through 11.
Oh, yeah. Talking anti-vax nonsense. And
I agree with you, man. Something's wrong with that whole system. And, as a doctor, I said, I want to do small doses. Small doses. When you...
All right. I can't. We can't really hear it.
It's as loud. It's just as good as I could get it.
I know. There's video of it. Of him. It just... Seriously, at least they tried to hide the collusion with Russia in 2016. I mean, oh my God, it's all Trump donors. Okay. Marie in Atlanta, our favorite prosecutor, until we dump you like a hot potato. By the way, I heard you have the indecency to be out of town for Atlanta 6
Liberal. She's going to send us stuff.
How dare you? How?
She's going to be a Cub reporter while she's out of town.
Hi, Marie.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
I'm going to have a conversation with Ron about scheduling Atlanta.
Yeah.
I know.
Schedule.
Some people are very disappointed we did not check with them on their summer plans. Yeah, well, I'm going to make Atlanta Sex Liberal 11 billion times better, and you're going to have the biggest FOMO ever. So,
you are vindictive as Trump.
I'm on a retrobution tour.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
I thought you were on a Save the World tour.
Whatever.
Exactly. Anyway, I called because I want us to be liberal helpers.
Okay.
Since those folks at the RNC want to wear pads on their heads, I suggest that we help them, ladies. Make sure that they put the sticky side against their skin and catch some of that hair right around the ear.
Yeah.
Right.
It'll be so comfortable to
Wear. Like, you know how we always help each other in the bathroom, us women? We're like, can you see anything? Yeah. Is everything okay back there?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you really look at
Why
each
do I wear
other
white
like
pants?
That in the bathroom?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. We check each other to make sure.
Yeah, is everything
is
okay?
Who is checking Trump's ear Kotex?
You scrub each other's cracks?
No.
No.
You know what? You don't get to know what happens in the women's bathroom.
We're not going
to
talk about it anymore.
Does anyone in here have a quarter? I need another ear Kotex before I can... See, Marie's laughing at my movie bit.
She's being very polite.
You're the worst audience in the world, you two.
Too rough.
God.
Too rough. We are a rough room.
Right? God. Were you this rough on Carol Burnett? Did she work out her skits and you were like, yeah, whatever,
Mom? She used to say TR, too rough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
God, Carol Burnett raised a tough room, Marie.
What
the hell?
Well, one other bit of slightly happy clappy news.
Yes.
It's not great, but Fannie Willis has gotten a hearing date on the Georgia Court of Appeals appeal of the order to allow her to continue prosecuting Trump.
I feel like if you loved America, Marie, you would make sure that Fannie Willis comes in your place to Atlanta Sexy Liberal.
Oh, my God.
Why do you hate America?
Oh, Stephanie.
Okay.
Where's that red phone?
Oh,
yeah, that gigantic red phone that we got in place of a TriCaster.
Commissioner Gordon. Okay. Whoops. Oh, it's Rick, our truck driver in Massachusetts. Hi, Rick.
Yay!
Go ahead.
Long time no hear.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know, but there's a lot of cartilage in your ears, a lot of veins.
Yes.
So I think maybe he got nipped, but like you guys saying, it's something like a sharp dent. And there's a lot, there could be a lot of blood. But if that kid would be someone that it was trained to shoot, he would not be here right now. But right. No one's talking about how
he was apparently rejected from his high school rifle team.
Yeah.
Although someone told me yesterday, Rick, they said your grandmother could have, made it from that shot, which is why the Secret Service fail is really even more ridiculous.
It is sad. I mean,
oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Rick's truck is in the wrong area.
As Michael Jackson would say, why is that stuck in my head? Michael Jackson. That was the one last plastic surgery he had. It inhibited his ability to say area correctly.
Sean took it out when I was gone.
Oh, how dare he?
I know.
That
well, he'll be
person.
Back next week. You could ask him.
Jody will be on vacation next week. Everybody stop with the conspiracy theory. She needs a vacation. Everyone does. Except for me. Everyone gets a vacation except for me.
You get one in December.
Okay. Anyway, Sean Comiskey will delightfully be filling in. Yeah, this is like, he did not just make the team. He was asked not to come back because that's how bad a shot he was. He was considered dangerous. This is talking about the right. Yeah, it's boy, this is the same profile as anybody. It's every shooter just about, you know, young white kid was bullied growing up. And then we recap our childhood bullying stories and that none of us shot anybody. You know,
all right.
Just go through the same rinse, lather, repeat. Unless you elect Gloria Johnson's and the likes of her in Tennessee. And we do something once and for all about guns, people. Yeah, only 20% of Americans are very confident the Secret Service can protect presidential candidates. I mean, no kidding, you know, and damn, I hope they've stepped up, right? I mean, with
I
all the calls
so.
For retribution against Biden and Harris, oh, my God. Let's do one last one. Are we gonna be the bag? Okay. Oh, it's our Donna in D.C. Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Yaz.
I'm calling with COVID, by the way.
Oh, no.
I'm working with COVID.
You have COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I have it right now, thanks to my husband.
Oh.
You have to thank him for that.
J.D. Vance will not let you get a divorce, even though your husband... Okay, go ahead.
Well, that's why I'm calling, because I think he's the perfect pick. I think that women will not vote for him. The Black Caucus is definitely not going to vote for him. Most of us Jews will not vote for him. So I'm thinking this is a positive. That's how I'm taking it.
Yeah. Have you talked to the National Jew, Sue, in Rockville?
Yes, all the time.
Okay, all right. Well, before you speak for all Jews, I'm just asking.
She's the National
Jew. We're all Jews.
Yeah.
And on a last note, we're not trying to kill you, Steph. Ron is not trying to get the money from you.
Well, this is, you know what, we're like halfway through the tour. Just hold your thought until we see if I make it. All right. Love you, Donna. See you soon.
All right.
Mwah. Bye. Okay. By the way, Chris, who said it's not extremism to call out extremism?
H.R. Puffin stuff.
No, that was a good one. No, Heather Cox Richardson. Everybody
she's
loves
very
her
good
writing.
At that.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that the president said yesterday, you know, I'm not going to stop speaking the truth. I mean, you can't, this is what they're hoping, that, oh, this just, you know, stills any criticism of Donald Trump or stops the campaign for Joe Biden. No, he's going to continue to speak the truth. He is not the one that's been inciting violence. I love that they're like, oh, J.D. Vance is like, oh, the name calling, like authoritarianism. You called him Hitler.
Yeah.
Saying that he wants to be an authoritarian is right out of his Project 2025 playbook. He said he wants to be a dictator on day one. How is that inciting anything? Mm-hmm. It's quoting him to him, like I often do.
Sure, yeah.
Sometimes I quote you to you.
Sometimes.
Some are smart things you've said online, and you still don't remember who said it.
What did I say?
See? Okay.
Well, oh, I just vomit out things on Threads and then immediately forget about it. So
everyone likes your side.
It's like me with word.
Better.
What was the word? I don't know.
People like his dumb side against the quote better than my important knowledge anyway. Okay. I'm the teacher. And he's just over there with spitballs. He gets all the credit.
I've created an audience.
Oh, do we have the Chris is Right, Chris is Wrong shirts up yet?
Not yet.
All right. We're going to get those up.
Somebody did
a great design, Chris is Right, and then there's another one. And I'm going to say the Chris is Wrong shirts are going to vastly outsell the Chris is
How
Right
How many
shirts.
Are you going to buy, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Only one.
The
Chris is Right shirt is going to be like the Maytag salesman. Just one lonely
shirt.
It's
going to be like Patrick Bateman with all the same shirt just hung up in
right?
the closet.
Right? Yeah.
Which color Chris is Wrong shirt should I wear today? 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Uh-huh.
That's what my pad is, man. And I got to be on the road. I don't want to worry about our house, our broken down old studio.
with the giant phone that doesn't exist.
Right, right. Bonnie and Clyde? I mean, come on, man. Did you know most break-ins happen during the day? Most people don't know that when houses are sitting unattended. If you're on your summer vacation, Simply Safe Home Security, got to get it now. With Fast Protect monitoring and live guard protection, Simply Safe agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see, speak to, and intruders to stop them in their tracks. Right?
Right.
Like you could, maybe they'll go, get out. Hang on. I'm going to come over there as soon as I change my ear cortex. Get out of Stephanie's house. And things of this nature. Okay, you're never locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel any time. A buck a day. No hidden fees ever. It has been named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. I'm telling you, it is easy to install. You can activate your Simply Safe system in less than an hour or have a professional do it for you. Protect your home this summer with 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
I have never found the antics of deviants to be one bit amusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit uline.com.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Yes, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show. I don't know if we have mentioned we are wine aficionados here. And Jody Hamilton and I sit in unison. This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
It's very good.
Robin Trish of...
Robin Trish.
Yeah, and Karen of...
Karen.
Yeah, exactly. They all agreed. Oh, my God, this is so fantastic for summer. This is August Vineyards, it's called.
Yep.
OMG. Right? Who knows wine better than the French? It's produced in Bordeaux, France.
That's right.
By the most famous wine region in the world, Chateau Auguste is a wine. It's soft. It's well integrated aromas, roses, limes, lemon, some nuttiness. I like my rosé with a little nuttiness, like my morning shows.
Uh-huh.
What? How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? This is the coolest fun fact ever. If you like wine fun facts, music is played to the vines twice a day. It is a scientific process. Neato. Right? Shut up, Chris.
He doesn't
Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé has won, the top three awards of the Paris Wine Cup, on and on and on. Organically grown, hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Oh, my God, it's so delicious. They make all kinds of wines, but we are starting in the summer with the rosé. Right now, SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That is six bottles for $98 of premium, wow, premium wine and free delivery. Just use that promo code Stephanie, 50% off with the promo code Stephanie. Go to vs.wine and use the promo code Stephanie. Get your Grand Rosé today, 56 minutes after the hour. I'm going to keep doing this tough guy movie scene with a ear Kotex if it kills me.
You're going to beat it into the ground?
You drew first blood.
Right here.
Now I got to go change my ear Kotex.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was doing Arnold. That was Rambo?
Yeah.
I already did Rocky.
Different character.
I don't know. All right. Listen, you know what? Somebody out there is laughing.
Somebody. This has not been a success, this bit.
You know, not with you two.
Tough room.
I'm going to change the name of this show to Tough Room. Audrey tweeted, I've got 99 problems, but wearing a maxi pad on my ear for attention and sympathy isn't one of them. Michelangelo Signorelli tweets, much of what's happening from SCOTUS immunity to Cannon throwing out the espionage case is happening while Trump isn't even in power.
Yep.
All from what he did in his first term to protect himself, and it's working for him. Don't let him get power again. Yes, he is a dangerous threat to democracy. If I have to tell you why it's important to vote in gigantic numbers, if you want justice to come, if you want karma to come for this mother, you've got to vote. It's the only way.
Absolutely.
It is the only way. David tweets, so far the U.S. Justice Department under President Biden's AG has secured convictions of the Democratic chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the president's son. And yet all week you're going to hear about Joe Biden weaponizing the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm. Against his own people.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so ridiculous. J.D. Vance just said it.
Mm-hmm.
J.D. Vance.
He speaks Karen. This evening.
Pardon?
He's the speaker tonight.
Hello. Yes. Oh, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Your beard looks like pubic hair. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Hi, Karen. What happened? Oh, Karen went bye-bye.
Huh. She was there.
Okay, she was there. Hi, Kevin in D.C. Hi.
Yeah, that was weird. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
20 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, great, 20 seconds. Just everyone, Biden was at the NAACP. He hit a home run ever since his bad debate. So it's something else. If anyone's still whining about, I can't vote for him. He's our best chance. Use your energy to boost him up, not tear him down. He's the only one we got, and we have to use him to win.
Yep.
Fear at the end.
Yep. There you go. There you go. See, look, he's under pressure. Kevin performed.
Yeah.
Coffee with Carlos. I was like, wow. Rocky, next.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Trigney Olson and Pat Kreitlow joins us for the Republican National Convention, Wisconsin Media Row. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.